007 Arachne by Brian Dion, Part 2.
CNN continues with its live coverage of the Cupid mission, Return from Mars. I'm Paul Hines, reporting from our studios in New York. The extraordinarily successful mission to Mars is nearing its end. After 6 months in space, our three intrepid astronauts are only 10 days from home. However, before they stand once again on terra firma, they've one last important task to complete. That is to attach four nuclear explosives to the surface of a small asteroid named Arachne. After then backing safely away, they'll detonate the explosives in hopes of altering the orbit of this now famous body of rock. Captain Michael Saunders, one of the mission's astronauts, describes this procedure as a crucial step in learning to protect the Earth from marauding asteroids. Almost as an afterthought, or should I say forethought, geologist Junko Hayabusa of the Japanese Space Agency has been asked to do a geological survey of Arachne, albeit a quick one. You're looking now at live pictures from the 4-kilometer-wide knob of rock known as asteroid 407 Arachne. These pictures are being sent to us live.
Are we live, Barry?
That's affirmative, Junko. The whole world's watching.
Hi, Mom.
Super picture, by the way.
Thanks. As you can see, this volcanic wall is quite highly polished. How? Your guess is as good as mine. Now I'm zooming in on the markings.
We can see them, Junko.
You'll notice they consist of several geometric shapes. There, can you see them? They don't appear to be a crystalline structure within the rock. They've definitely been etched into the rock in some manner. In my estimation, there's no natural process that can account for the markings we're looking at. I believe
that... This is Houston. We copy you have a red light on the main thruster ignition sequence. We're running through procedures on our simulators. Preliminary analysis suggests the thruster problem is not real. Probably a faulty alarm. Over.
Houston, this is Cupid. Copy your request for main thruster burn. We suggest a tenth of a second. 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Well? What happened?
Velocity constant, Commander. No change.
Main thruster sequence, shut down.
Shut down confirmed.
Damn!
Houston, this is Cupid. How the hell do we get home?
CNN brings you live to our correspondent at the Houston Space Center.
Donna Brinkman here for CNN. In less than a week, the first three humans to stand upon the surface of Mars will again set foot on their home planet. Yet it's possible all has not gone well. A much-anticipated press conference is scheduled to start in approximately 45 minutes. Paul?
Donna, the crowd sounds a bit unruly. Can you pinpoint the cause of their disaffection?
Well, Paul, I would say many of them are upset with the secrecy of these proceedings.
The Space Center has imposed a news blackout?
That's right, though they've promised, of course, to update us shortly.
No nukes in space! No nukes in space! We've polluted one planet! Isn't that enough?
Donna, are you still there?
Yes, Paul. The anti-nuclear lobby is well represented here. From the beginning, they've opposed the mission because its payload included the nuclear device, which is now under so much scrutiny.
Our sources here tell us that the scheduled detonation on Arachne still hasn't taken place. It's now 2.5 days overdue.
All kinds of rumors are flying. Dozens of groups are convinced that once again the government is keeping the truth from us.
So the truth is out there.
Some would like to think so. The most disturbing rumor I've heard so far is about one of the astronauts being dead. That is not confirmed. Wait, here's the leader of SPEW. I'll see if I can reach him.
SPEW, that's the Society for the Preservation of Extraterrestrial Worlds.
Professor Peters, what are you expecting to be said at the press conference?
One can only hope that these authorities have at least come to their senses and realize they have no authority, nor do they have the wisdom to interfere with other worlds.
Be saved. It's not too late. The words of God are written in the sky.
Paul, we certainly have a diverse cross-section here with us today. Can you still hear me?
Yes, Donna. Could you ask Professor Peters his opinion about the report that Dr. Habayashi found writing on the asteroid?
Yes, I heard that question. This issue is not whether there truly is some alien script inscribed on this asteroid, but simply, do we have the right to alter or destroy any object or world which is not of our own making?
Thank you very much for your views, Professor.
My pleasure.
If anything, Paul, it's growing even more chaotic here at the Space Center.
Just one more question, Donna. What do you think this press conference is all about?
I hope it will clear up the rumors of ship malfunctions and assure the whole country that our astronauts are safe.
We hope so, too. That was Donna Brinkman at the Houston Space Center.
How far now, Barry?
3,000,000 K, about 10 light seconds.
Damn.
Not a lot of time to play with.
You can almost hear the fat lady warming up, can't you?
Castleman here. We trust you're all holding up well.
Who the hell's Castleman?
We're still not convinced the problem with the thruster is real, Cupid.
Not real?
We have 3 teams working on it. We'll be sending up some new software shortly that may find a way around the problem. However, we're pretty
However,
much agreed down here
not
that we
one
have
of
to
my favorite words.
Worst case scenario. So we've already got a shuttle being prepared at the Cape. ESA has a launch ready at almost the same time. Our best bet seems to be with our translunar shuttle. We've had no lack of volunteers to fly it. Everybody wants to rescue you.
Houston, this is Cupid. When will the shuttle launch?
Quiet, but I'm afraid we can't keep the press away any longer. We had a press conference about a half an hour ago. Of course, they all want to talk to you, but we put the nix on that. We're plenty busy enough without arranging for interviews.
Houston, this is Cupid. When will the shuttle launch?
What was that? What did he say? Is that you, Barry? Yes, well, it isn't a firm figure yet. But we're aiming for a launch at 0600 tomorrow, Cape time. Sorry, that's 1100 UT. Of course, I'm sure we'll have the problem solved by then. Anyway, unless you fellas have some more questions, I think we'll sign off until our next update in an hour.
Wait, I think I know this person. He was in our celestial navigation class.
Not that Castleman.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's all right. We just won't ask him for directions.
No, wait. The Arachne team wants to know if you could still find time to prepare for the detonation.
No,
that is, assuming
no,
we get that other problem worked out first. We figure you'll still have a 12-hour window to work
in. Times the data you're going to get from some goddamned explosion.
Was that Greenberg yelling in the background?
Might have been.
Greenberg's a genius compared to this character.
Castleman's a real ray of sunshine, isn't he?
What are you talking about?
You must think we're idiots.
What? What do you mean?
The contingency is a joke.
But he said they have a shuttle almost ready to go.
There's no way, Doctor. Even if it left this very moment, it wouldn't do any good.
I don't understand.
There's no way around the physics of it, Junko. It requires too much energy for the shuttle to rendezvous with us, and even if we were to manage that feat...
Which I doubt.
By that time, we'd pass perigee and swing it out to Mars again. The shuttle couldn't possibly have enough fuel to push us home. We'd have 2 derelicts instead of 1.
Well, even if they couldn't rescue us, they could bring us fresh supplies, keep us going until we're
Until what? Another rescue mission? I don't think so. It's pretty much now or never.
Then why are they doing all this? Why the show? Why the pretense?
What would you do if you were them?
I don't know. I never thought...
And can you imagine having the nerve to ask us about the Arachne mission? They may have 3 dead astronauts on their hands, but first, they're going to get all the science they can. I'd just as soon nudge it toward Houston as away from it. Wait a second.
You've thought of something?
No. No, it's probably nothing. Just let me check out a few figures. Junko, in the meantime, would you mind checking out the EMUs? If I'm right about this, we might need to make one last excursion.
Michael wants me? Go EVA?
Just go, please.
What have you got, Mike?
I'm not sure, but maybe, just maybe, the fat lady's gonna have to sit down for a while.
Spider, this is Cupid. Houston wants me to relay a message to you.
Go ahead, Barry.
Arachne team reports that the window for diverting orbit has now closed. They appreciate your efforts and fully understand your predicament. Over.
Well, just send them a big Texas wet one from all of us. Junko, hand me that coupler, please. Let's anchor this baby properly.
20 minutes left, Michael.
That's enough. That is, if Barry can get his ass over here.
Just awaiting your signal, Spider.
Well, consider it given, Barry. Now, let's see. Red wire to the red terminal, blue wire to the...
There isn't really a red wire, is there?
Well, come and see.
You've been putting me on.
The gullible will be gulled, Miss Habayashi. I'm starting the arming sequence, Barry.
I copy. Arming sequence verified.
Just hope you saved enough fuel in Cupid's attitude thrusters.
On my way, Spider. Meet you on the other side of the web. Over.
Well, that's it then. Why don't we have a last look at those squiggles before Barry gets here?
I thought you'd never ask.
Oh, Klaatu Barada Nikto! Take me to your leader!
Michael, don't say things like that, please! I couldn't handle another regulator accident.
I'm fine, Junko. Just a flippancy of desperation.
Cupid approaching. 300 meters. I can see your marker buoy.
So, you really think this is some kind of writing?
I don't know. Writing could well be a human idiosyncrasy, not a standard mark of intelligence at all.
Yeah, ever read one of Barry's reports? There's a case in point.
But look at it, Michael. It's so orderly. It has a sense of, I don't know, I'm tempted to say play. It's as if the patterns are being restrained, not within rectangular space, but some other shape, even three-dimensional. I don't know.
They're attractive in some sort of alien way, aren't they?
They are. The closest thing I've ever seen to it are the figures on Phaistos' disk from Crete. But these are different somehow. You see how the patterns repeat, but not in a regular way, a predictable way. Not like we see in nature. It's as though their arrangement is constrained by some set of complex but arbitrary rules.
Language?
Yes, or something like language. A symbolic representation of some kind. I'm sure of it. Maybe music. Maybe...
160 meters. ETA, 60 seconds. I'm going to leave the comm open now. Hope you guys don't mind a little country music.
Better than having Houston on the comm, I suppose.
It's an awesome.
Country music? Are you kidding? Therein lie the secrets of the universe. Listen, unanointed ones. 75 meters. Hey, are you guys going to meet me on the other side or not?
On our way, Barry.
This way, Doctor.
Come on, you guys, don't dawdle.
Very bossy, these country music types. There. Can you see us now?
Affirmative, Mike. Sending out the lines.
Lines out. We see them, Barry. Grab them, Cupid. 5 meters, Cupid. Your scent looks good.
What's that over there? Just catching the sunlight.
Got your line, Junko. 3 meters. Right down the pipe, Barry. Your scent good. 2 meters. 1 meter. Contact, Barry. You're down.
You two hurry now. We got less than 5 minutes before the show.
I'll just have a quick look.
Tie us nice and secure, Mike.
Junko, what are you doing?
4 minutes, Michael.
Damn it, Junko. Get back here.
My God. Oh, my God.
Junko, we've got to go.
Do you know what this is, Michael?
More writing. I know. I want to hear all about it. Inside Cupid.
No, Michael. This is too important. I could make notes. You go back, Michael. I'll relay it.
I thought you might do something like this.
What are you doing?
There. I just messed up your regulator. In 2 minutes, we'll be less coherent than a ground controller on payday.
You don't know what you're doing. It's more than just writing, Michael. Please.
Come on, Junko. Back to the checkup room.
Damn it, Michael. Michael, I... What's happening? I feel like I'm floating.
You are floating. Grab the cable and float this way.
Come on, you two. Get aboard now.
Open the hatch, Barry.
Whoosh!
Distance to Earth, 1,000,000 kilometers, 3 light seconds.
Thank you, computer.
Cupid, this is Houston. We've only just reacquired your signal. Goldstone reports a change in your position. Please explain. Over.
Houston, this is Cupid. Sorry for the delay. We've maneuvered ourselves to a more favorable position. Over.
Barry, that's all you're going to tell Chapman?
Should raise a few eyebrows, shouldn't it? 90 seconds till detonation.
Cupid, this is Houston. Please explain what you mean by a more favorable position. Goldstone believes you're in contact with the asteroid. Is this true?
Don't answer.
Over.
Wouldn't think of it.
Good grief, Michael. What did you do to me? My head feels like...
Shh. Try not to talk so much.
Oh, God. Oh.
We'll all feel better.
30 seconds and counting. Sorry, folks, I haven't been able to calculate just how many G's we should expect, but we'll probably be locked in a pretty good spin when it's all over. Make sure your visors are down during the flash. Buckle up, Junko.
Cupid, please reply. What is your position? What is your status? Over.
10 seconds. Even if this doesn't work, Mike, it was a good plan.
Bound to be brilliant one way or another.
4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Are we still in one piece, Barry?
Looks like it.
What about Arachne?
Looks like most of it is still strapped to our backside.
How's our velocity?
I read an increase of 5 meters per second.
Reed, over. This is Houston. Please report your status. Cupid, do you...
We'll have to get ground control to confirm that. What about our point of intersection?
Too soon for me to tell, but it looks like we're headed the right way.
Cupid, this is Houston. Please respond. Come in, Cupid. Goldstone, tracking report.
For God's sake, answer them. They must be out of their minds.
I can try, but the way we're spinning, it's not going to be a thing of beauty.
Just let them know that we're all right.
We're all right, Junko. Don't know about you. You look awful.
Thanks.
What's that outside the port window?
Looks like a boulder field.
Must be part of that conglomerate formation. Talk to them. Michael, Barry.
Houston, this is Cupid. Our status is good. Life support, nominal. Background radiation, nominal. We're locked in a rapid spin. Over.
Computer says, here it is, we're heading directly for the moon. Yes! I think we're gonna do it!
Copy, your status is good, Cupid. We're most relieved. Assume you've piggybacked a ride aboard Arachne. Have you determined your...
What's our ETA for lunar insertion, Mike?
Coming. 3 hours, 20 minutes.
Can read you only intermittently, Houston. Repeat, our status is good. All systems functioning well, more or less. Need confirmation of our velocity and heading. Over.
Look, there it is.
Well, I'll be damned.
Home.
Cupid. Canberra reads a change in Arachne's velocity of 4.3...
Damn. Keep talking to us, Chapman. Keep talking.
You forget how beautiful it is.
Cupid, velocity increase of 5.6 meters per second. Arachne team thanks you. Your present position...
Thank you, sweetheart. Oh, am I gonna buy you the biggest bouquet of flowers when I get home?
5.6 meters per second, and present heading has you intersecting with lunar orbit in 3.32 hours. Repeat, Cupid.
Yes! Yes! Right on the money! I love you, Chapman!
Hey, I thought you were going to marry me!
Looks like her memory's coming back.
Hell, get me home and I'll marry all of you! You too, Barry!
You haven't got a pickup truck or a dog. Why would I want to marry you?
Cupid, this is Houston. Repeat, ETA for lunar insertion is 3.29 hours. Rescue shuttle, ready to lift off.
Mike, I've got to tell you, I'm impressed. The fact that we're still in one piece after sitting on an A-bomb, well, that surprises me a little. But that our systems are still basically intact and that we're actually heading in the right direction, well, that really impresses the hell out of me.
Good.
We're going to skip right past the moon, just like you said we would.
I said we might.
Hell of a shot, though.
I always did play a good game of pool, Barry.
Look, there's the moon. It's hard to believe we're actually going to be there in a couple of hours.
Give or take. Junko, what is it?
I remember now. I remember what happened. Oh, God.
You're homesick? We're all homesick.
No, Michael. Don't you know what I saw out there? On Arachne, don't you understand?
You saw some more writing.
I saw the writing, Michael.
The writing?
It was the Rosetta Stone, Michael. The key in that fissure was the secret to that alien language. Perhaps many languages. I saw it.
But how would you know? How would you even begin?
It started off with number symbols, and they're not altogether different from human schemes, except that it seemed to work off an octagonal base. But I could see them, Barry. Repeated dots.
Dots? They use dots?
Yes, and the numerical symbols beside those dots. And that was just the beginning. Just the beginning. Oh, God. I had no film, no documentation at all.
Well, there'll be other asteroids, Junko. Other Rosetta Stones. Bound to be.
That's the thing about Rosetta Stones. They're one of a kind.
I see.
Repeat. Revised trajectory has Arachne impacting the moon. Repeat. Impacting the moon.
Impacting?
2 hours, 49 minutes. What is it?
Impacting?
That's what the lady said.
Distance to Earth. 400,000 kilometers. 1.3.
Enough, computer.
What the hell are they waiting for? They have supercomputers down there. What's the delay?
Can we do it, Mike?
Well, sure we can do it. All we have to do is jump off at the right time. But when is the question? I don't have the power to crunch all the numbers. Come on, Chapman, speak to us!
I'm sure Philippa's doing her best.
Philippa? That's her name? You know her name?
Sure. You didn't know?
No, I didn't. Philippa. That's nice. Blonde, tall, and Philippa.
The radiation's a little high out here. Gentlemen, don't make me stay too long.
We copy, Spider. We'll have you on your way shortly.
What's it look like out there anyway?
Surprisingly, except for a great swath of parallel fracture lines, there isn't much change on this side. A hell of a tough asteroid, all in all.
Lucky for us.
This is Houston. Simulations verify your findings. Gravity assist maneuver seems feasible. Please prepare for liftoff on my mark.
Okay, Junko, now, release those cables. Get them out the fastest way you know how.
On my mark. 4 minutes. Mark. Good luck, Cupid. We'll see you on the other side of the moon.
Oh, it's quite disorienting out here. I feel like I'm on a roller coaster with all the spinning. Ah, one cable out.
You have 3 minutes, Junko.
That one just yanked out. That's two.
Keep your safety cable secure at all times. Remember the low G.
2:30.
Got it. One to go. Oh, God. There it is again.
You're doing great, Junko. Just keep focused on your hands. Don't look around you.
But I see it, Michael. If I just had a little more time.
Negative, Junko. There is no more time. Just do the cable, Junko. Release the cable.
What?
Release the cable, Junko. Let go.
The cable?
It's time to go, Junko. Release it.
How far did you put this one in, Michael?
Thank God.
Wait. It's starting to come. Jeez. What did I do for a little 1G right now? It's coming. It's coming. There! Cupid's unbound. I'm coming in.
60 seconds.
We have enough thrusters?
10% would have been nice.
Yeah, but you can do it with 6.
I can do it with 6. 50 seconds. Is Junko on board yet?
Pressurizing in the airlock, Barry. Guess I'd better stay put for now.
Affirmative. Strap yourself in well, Junko. We'll have a wild swing around the moon.
I can see it. We're on the dark side. It looks like we're right on top of it.
30 seconds. Michael, have you got our trajectory plotted out?
All plotted.
20 seconds.
Will we see Arachne when it impacts?
Probably. Should be near the Terminator.
10 seconds.
Goodbye, old friend. Take your secrets to the moon with you.
5, 4, 3. Thrusters on. Liftoff.
4 meters per second. 5, 6. Turning off the alarm. Fuel down to 2%. 8 meters per second. We're almost there. Attitude right down the line, Barry. 9. We've hit 10, Barry. Thrusters off.
Thrusters off.
Fuel, 0%. Good God, Barry. Cutting a little fine.
Hey, you're not the only one who played a little pool. And now it's time for a little music. Tunes to soothe the soul.
All finished pressurizing. Okay to come up?
Come on up.
Hey, and we're not spinning anymore. Did you do that?
Just a little something I threw in.
Have you two looked outside yet?
You can still see Arachne. Very small over there.
I see it.
I tell you, folks, I'm gonna miss that old rock.
Like a good old hound dog, eh, Barry?
It's not the first time Arachne suffered like that. Blasted off Vesta by who knows what. And those 200- and 300-meter craters, one string of cataclysms after another. And yet, with all that, a jewel of immeasurable worth.
Just one cataclysm to go, folks. Suppose we ought to take pictures of this one.
Film's already loaded. Junko, you'll handle the video.
Sure. One last farewell. It's like being thrown back in time, isn't it?
What?
To be here witnessing this impact, one of thousands, millions, back when the solar system was young and swimming with debris. If debris's the word for it.
What would you call it?
I don't know, but there's no reason to think Arachne was one of a kind. I mean, geologically, there's no doubt we've seen nothing like it before. But functionally, it may have been only one of many millions.
Functionally? You think Arachne had a function?
Yes, I think it did.
What function?
I think the writing we saw on Arachne was a kind of label, a packing slip, if you like.
I'm not sure I want to hear the rest of this.
Well, you know yourself that most of the asteroids are big chunks of carbon. They have amino acids in them. Phobos and Deimos were loaded with them.
Go on.
Well, you see what I'm saying, don't you? They're seed packages, thousands and thousands of seed packages. And for the last 4 billion years, they've been scattering themselves throughout the solar system.
Pretty wild thinking, Junko, even for you.
Is it? Is it any less likely than the spontaneous jump from non-living matter to organized DNA, which we confidently portray as the way things happened? A farmer on Earth scatters seed on a field, knowing only some will sprout, leaving it for greater wisdom to decide which will germinate.
Is this supposed to be a biblical metaphor?
But it makes sense, Michael. At least as much sense as any other theory of life. All around us for millennia, the asteroids have been raining down on us. Millions of them pounded the moon and other bodies as well. Mostly in vain, but in a couple of cases, they may have brought life.
On Mars?
Yes, on Mars. Briefly, as we've seen.
And on Earth.
Makes you look at the moon in a different way, doesn't it?
Well, I, for one, don't buy it.
You don't have to.
Look!
My God, I can see it. It's starting to break up.
You can see fragments.
Slingshot maneuver coming up.
Did you see the flash?
You can see a red glow where it hit.
Whew, there's another hit.
Maximum acceleration. Only about 20 seconds more. Hang in there.
Oh, God, it's gone. Must be beyond the rim.
Hey, I forgot to tell you, Junko. Actually, it was Mike's idea, but when you were out releasing the cables, we took some video.
What?
I think I caught some of that Rosetta Stone thing you were interested in. Here's the tape, for your eyes only.
Barry! My God! Michael!
Cupid, this is Fortitude. What the hell are you doing circling the moon? We're supposed to rescue you.
Ivan, is that you? Did they send you? Damn, it's Ivan, Mike.
Affirmative, Cupid. I drew the short straw.
Cupid, this is Houston. Welcome to Earth space. We're all down here cheering our heads off. Congratulations on some amazing flying.
What was that flash we saw from the other side of the moon? Have you guys been playing with matches again? Over.
Listen, Ivan. Looks like you comrades may have to add a new crater to your maps. What's the protocol for naming new craters? You make them, you name them. Is that how it works? Over.
Right. Makes sense to me. Why don't you give it a nice Russian name?
What shall we name it, Junko?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure. Rosetta. We'll have to call it Rosetta.
Seven Arachne was written by Brian Dion. In the cast were Michael Eterno as Barry Phillips, Mark Echo as Michael Saunders, Beryl Greenberg as Junko Habayashi, Sheila Miles as Philippa Chapman, Charles Brin as Dr. Greenberg, Bob Hines as Paul Hines, Paula Foley as Donna Brinkman, David Hennessy as Professor Peters and Ivan, and John Bridges as Castleman. Original music by David Emerson. Recorded and mixed by Jerry Stearns at the studios of KFAI Community Radio. Directed by Jennifer Arvey and produced by Jerry Stearns. 407 Arachne is a Sound Stories production.